Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 15, The Pandavas Retire Timely, Part 1, Verses 1 through 27. Arjuna remembers Lord Krishna. Sutta Goswami said, "The celebrated friend of Lord Krishna, Arjuna, was grief-stricken because of his strong feeling of separation from Krishna over and above all of Maharaj Yudhisthira's speculative inquiries. Due to grief, Arjuna's mouth and lotus-like heart had dried up. Therefore, Arjuna's body lost all luster. Now, remembering the Supreme Lord, Arjuna could hardly utter a word in reply. With great difficulty, Arjuna checked the tears of grief which smeared his eyes. Arjuna was very distressed because Lord Krishna was out of his sight, and Arjuna increasingly felt affection for Krishna. Remembering Lord Krishna and his well wishes, benefactions, intimate familial relations, and Krishna's chariot driving, Arjuna, overwhelmed and breathing very heavily, began speaking. O King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who treated me exactly like an intimate friend, has left me alone. Thus, my astounding, stupefying power, which astonished even the demigods, is no longer with me. I have just lost Krishna, whose separation for even a moment would render all the universes unfavorable and void, like bodies without life. Only by Krishna's merciful strength was I able to vanquish all the lusty princes assembled at the palace of King Drupada for the selection of the bridegroom. With my bow and arrow, I could pierce the fish target and thereby gain the hand of Draupadi. Because Krishna was near me, it was possible for me to conquer with great dexterity the powerful King of Heaven, Indradeva, along with his demigod associates, and thus enable the fire god Agni to devastate the Khandava forest. And only by Krishna's grace was the demon named Maya Danava saved from the blazing Khandava forest, and thus we could build our assembly house of wonderful architectural workmanship, where all the princes assembled during the performance of the Rajasuya Yajna, and they all paid you tributes, O King. And your respectable younger brother, Bhima, who possesses the strength of 10,000 elephants, killed Jarasandha by Krishna's grace. Jarasandha's feet were worshipped by many kings, and those kings had been brought for sacrifice in Jarasandha's Mahabhairava Yajna, but they were ultimately released. And later, these kings paid tribute to your majesty. And it was Krishna only who loosened the hair of all the wives of the miscreants who dared to open the cluster of your queen's hair, which had been nicely dressed and sanctified for the great Rajasuya sacrificial ceremony. At that time, Queen Draupadi fell down at the feet of Lord Krishna with tears in her eyes. During our exile, Durvasa Muni, who eats with his 10,000 disciples, intrigued with our enemies to put us into dangerous trouble. But at that time, Lord Krishna, simply by accepting the remnants of food, saved us. By Krishna's accepting food in this way, the assembly of Munis, while bathing in the river, all felt sumptuously fed, and all the three worlds were also satisfied. It was by Krishna's influence only that in a fight I was able to astonish the personality of God, Lord Shiva, and his wife, the daughter of Mount Himalaya. Thus, Lord Shiva became pleased with me and awarded me his own weapon. Other demigods also delivered their respective weapons to me, and in addition, I was able to reach the heavenly planets in this present body and was allowed a half-elevated seat. And when I stayed for some days as a guest in the heavenly planets, all the heavenly demigods, including King Indradev, took shelter of my arms, which were marked with the Gandiva bow, to kill the demon Nibata Kavacha. O descendant of Ajamida, at the present moment I am bereft of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whose influence I was so powerful. The military strength of the Kauravas was like an ocean in which there dwelled many invincible existences, and thus it was insurmountable. But because of Krishna's friendship, I, seated on the chariot, was able to cross over it. And only by Krishna's grace was I able to regain the cows and also collect by force many helmets of kings which were bedecked with jewels that were sources of all brilliance. It was Krishna only who withdrew the duration of life from everyone and who, on the battlefield, withdrew the speculative power and strength of enthusiasm from the great military phalanx made by the Kauravas, headed by Bhishma, Karna, Drona, Shalya, etc. Their arrangement was expert and more than adequate, but Lord Sri Krishna, while going forward, did all of this. Great generals like Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Bhurishrava, Susharma, Shalya, Jayadratha, and Bhalika all directed their invincible weapons against me. But by Lord Krishna's grace, they could not even touch a hair on my head. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, the supreme devotee of Narasingha Dev, was unaffected by the weapons the demons used against him. It was by Krishna's mercy only that my enemies neglected to kill me when I descended from my chariot to get water for my thirsty horses. And it was due to my lack of esteem for my Lord Krishna that I dared engage him as my chariot driver. For Krishna is worshipped and offered services by the best of men in order to attain salvation. O King, Krishna's jokings and frank talks were pleasing and beautifully decorated with smiles. Krishna would address me as, O son of Pritha, O friend, O son of the Kuru dynasty. All such heartiness are now remembered by me, and thus I am overwhelmed. Generally, both of us used to live together, and we would sleep, sit, and loiter together. And at the time of advertising oneself for acts of chivalry, well, sometimes, if there were any irregularity, I used to reproach Krishna and say, Oh, my friend, you are very truthful. And even in those hours, when Krishna's value was minimized, Krishna, being the Supreme Soul, used to tolerate all those utterings of mine, excusing me exactly as a true friend excuses his true friend, or a father excuses his son. O Emperor, now I am separated from my friend and dearmost well-wisher, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore my heart appears to be void of everything. In Krishna's absence, I have been defeated by a number of infidel cowherder men while I was guarding the bodies of all the wives of Krishna. I still have the very same Gandiva bow, the same arrows, the same chariot drawn by the same horses, and I use them as the very same Arjuna to whom all the kings offered their due respects. But in the absence of Lord Krishna, all of them, at a moment's notice, have become null and void. Why, it is exactly like offering clarified butter on ashes, accumulating money with a magic wand, or sowing seeds on barren land. O King, since you have asked me about our friends and relatives in the city of Dwaraka, I will inform you that all of them were cursed by Brahmanas, and as a result, they all became intoxicated with wine made of putrefied rice, and they fought amongst themselves with sticks, not even recognizing one another. Now, all but four or five of them are dead and gone. Prayenaitad Bhagavata Ishvarasya Vicheshtatam Mitho Nignanti Bhutani Bhavayanti Cha Yan Mitha. Factually, this is all due to the supreme will of the Lord, the personality of Godhead. For sometimes people kill one another, and at other times they protect one another. O King, as in the ocean, the bigger and stronger aquatics swallow up the smaller and weaker ones, so also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in order to lighten the burden of the earth, has engaged the stronger Yadu to kill the weaker, and the bigger Yadu to kill the smaller. Desha Kalartha Yuktani Kritta po pashamani cha haranti smaratas chittam govinda bihitani me. Now I am attracted to those instructions imparted to me by the personality of Godhead, Govinda, because they are impregnated with instructions for relieving the burning heart in all circumstances of time and space. Recorded January 17, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Sva Padantitam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunath Tanvitam Kamsa Jivam Sadvaitam
sabadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam sahagana lalita shri vishak Kanvitangcha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachyatyadisha Charine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Namine Sri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayine Prabhade Namaha Madhuryodvala Premadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karana Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudha Appa Siddhanta Dwanta Harine Namo Gora Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambha Vasambhodhe Padambhujaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachid Ananda Namine Gora Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Goravir Bhava Bhume Swang Nirdeshta Sajana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vanchakalpa Sarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patichanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tushe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Hare Krishna Karana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatang Suratau Pango Mama Manda Machegati Matsarvasva Padambo Jau Radha Madana Mohanau Divya Drindaranya Kalpadrumadha Srimad Ratnagara Singhasana Stau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devau Prishthalidhi Sevyamanau Smarami Sriman Rasa Rasarami Vamsi Vata Tatastitaha Karshandainu Spanair Gopi Gopinapa Sriyeshtunaha Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Kriye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, Gopala Govinda Ram, Sri Madhusudana, Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya